Investigating the border crisis. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee will hold their first hearings this week to examine the border situation. California Congressman Daryl Issa is on the committee.
The odd thing is, having been the chairman of oversight, we often look at oversight because it can go anywhere and investigate anything. But when it comes to actually changing these laws or changing the enforcement of these laws, it falls squarely on judiciary. The judiciary immigration is exclusive to that committee.
Customs and Border Protection reports over 250,000 migrant encounters at the southern border last month. Some lawmakers in Washington are speaking out over the police beating death of Tyree Nichols in Memphis. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin on ABC's This Week.
The vast majority of law enforcement that I know and work with and talk to find the scenes in Minneapolis with George Floyd and this situation in Memphis with Tyree Nichols absolutely terrible. There's no defense by the good and able people who do defend us every day.
Five former Memphis police officers are facing murder charges. The elite task force they were members of has been disbanded. Tensions continue to rise between Israel and Palestinians after a number of shootings.
There's been further violence today. Two Palestinians shot dead by Israeli security forces. That comes following those two deadly attacks on Friday and Saturday by a Palestinian gunman in Jerusalem. Israeli police were seen today guarding the family home of a Palestinian man who killed seven people outside a synagogue on Friday. That gunman was shot dead as he tried to flee the scene. It took place on International Holocaust Remembrance Day and was the most serious incident of its kind in Jerusalem in many years.
Fox's Kitty Logan in London. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
One man is dead and four people wounded, including two children, after a shooting and crash last night in Baltimore. Police say the children were in a car in which the driver was shot. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott.
I see a lot of folks trying to be acting like they tough, but they really weak, because only weak people shoot somebody when you know children are right there.
The man who died was standing on a street when he was shot. Police are asking for the public's help in their investigation. Pro-life Republicans are calling Minnesota's new abortion rights legislation the most extreme in the nation. Fox's Jessica Stone reports from Washington.
It took 15 hours of overnight and contentious debate, but Minnesota's state Senate emerged Saturday morning to pass the abortion bill by a single vote majority. The Protect Reproductive Options Act states that every individual has a fundamental right to make decisions about personal reproductive health. The bill was fast-tracked in the wake of the June Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The so-called PRO Act also guarantees access to infertility treatment, contraception, and pregnancy, in addition to abortion. It now heads to Governor Tim Walz's desk for his signature. Jessica Stone, Fox News.
The Powerball jackpot grows even larger after there was no winner in last night's $572 million drawing. Fox's Ted Linder reports.
The winning numbers were 2, 18, 23, 27, 47, and the Powerball was 15. One ticket in Texas did match five numbers plus the Power Play for a prize of $2 million. Three other tickets in Missouri, New York, and Pennsylvania matched five numbers worth $1 million each. The Powerball jackpot hasn't been won since November. The grand prize for Monday night's jackpot now an estimated $613 million, with a cash value of $329 million. Ted Linder, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.